Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We are coming at you this week with, I would say a spoilerific issue, but we're a little behind just because we have so much things lined up. But this is Transformers number 21. And this has a little cover with a Shredhead, Alita One, and Cliffjumper there in the middle on the cover A. And I'm here, of course, with my co-host, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com.
Howdy.
There you are.
I think the only thing that's spoiled is the milk we bought at the same time this comic came out.
I love that you can drink actual cow milk. I'm old and things don't like work with cow milk anymore, man. Sorry.
Oh, no. I mean, who says I'm not lactose intolerant and I just weaponize it?
Yes, we know. We know. I've heard the audio clips. All right. So we open to an undisclosed location where this very nonchalant chaplain, if you will, of G.I. Joe, Doc, is hanging out reading the Bible.
It's like a Book of Eli moment here with
It
his
really is.
glasses and
It
stuff.
really is. And he's a little thrown because the captured giant robot man says hello. So you're not supposed to be awake. It's kind of nice. Ultra Magnus, who is captured here in this G.I. Joe base, or is the G.I. Joe, or is it, I guess it is G.I. Joe affiliate, like a
It's a
decent.
U.S. government base.
Yeah, he's having a conversation with Doc, who you know, as you have said in the past, Doc and Ultra Magnus, likely the two least interesting characters, but they're compelling here, so that's kind of nice.
Well, Ultra Magnus has like a jigsaw like face trap on.
I was gonna say that.
Hello, Ultra Magnus. Would you like to play a game?
You could not handle it. You must find a way to handle it. It is within his chest. Yeah. Oh man. So he kind of asks about the Bible he's reading. It's something that helps him, feel safe in the face of things too big to comprehend. Which, honestly, for an allegory for religion, actually, that's a really good way to put it. I'm not religious anymore. I have been in the past, and so I get that. You want to understand something you can't understand. Religion is a very nice opiate, as it were, to kind of grasp hold of things you can't understand.
I was kind of the opposite with religion. Like I got into like the Bible reading like the apocalypse and stuff, like all the heavy metal parts, you know?
Yeah, you're in the
I
Metalocalypse parts of it.
know I wasn't looking for comfort. I was looking for like dragons and monsters and stuff like
Well,
that. I'm like,
so
yeah.
you had a very particular love of a very particular book. So,
Oh, well, not just that, like all the Old Testament apocalypse stuff
oh
and
yeah.
with faces melting and stuff like that, you know, the Raiders of the Lost Ark stuff,
It's
Leviathan, all
power
that
of
stuff.
God, all that stuff.
Oh yeah, giants and monsters. I mean, I guess it was the D&D version of the Bible is
It
what I was digging
was.
into.
Yeah, it totally was. Oh my God, that's a great way to put it. There's this really horrible thing. Like Ultra Magnus and Doc have like trading little things back and forth, and Ultra Magnus just goes, "What are you gonna do to me?" And it's just kind of awful. We find out that General Flag is in charge of this operation, and he's. Doc actually starts asking, "What are you going to do with this thing?" And he's like, "Flags like this is above your pay grade." There's something kind of funny here. Between one panel and two panels later, Flag is pulled off his hat. It's almost like there's an action sequence we don't quite see, but you would see it in like a cartoon, or you'd see it in a movie. He's holding it in his hand, but and Flag also looks like he may be 25 years old. So there's the problem there, but. It's kind of neat seeing the side of things.
I
They
think it's
are
kind of funny the way they've drawn Flag. He looks kind of like Robert Stack.
He kind of does, like a young Robert Stack, no gray in his hair.
Yeah,
Oh,
so you
a salt and pepper, maybe.
got stack on stack
He
action
does look
right
like
here.
Robert Stack. That's a great way to put it. Robert Stack from Airplane.
Yeah.
There you go.
And Ultra Magnus is the Hare Krishna.
Here, would you like to have this, accept this rose? Freaking Joe Isuzu. If you don't understand the reference, we're old. And go watch Airplane, the original Airplane. It's one of the best movies, funny movies I've ever seen. And I still.
Look up the Joey Suzu commercials on YouTube.
Oh,
Those things
yeah.
are classics.
He was also on Empty Nest.
I think they
But,
work too well. That's why I stopped using him.
yeah. It's kind of like the what the guy from the was it not the State Farm commercials? The guy who was, oh, is progressive? I don't know. Is the guy who was what do they call him? Like he's currently he whenever he there's an accident or whatever, he has a smile on his face, he's
Oh,
all
Mayhem?
mayhem, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of like the 80s version of Mayhem, but less
He was just a liar, and it was like,
oh yeah.
and the disclaimers were always at the bottom saying, no, we don't do that and stuff like that.
Yeah,
But
we'll give you everything you want. Free
yeah.
tires for life. Yeah, we'll do that. No, we won't.
I mean, he was a stereotypical car salesman,
He was. That yeah, Joe Isuzu is a fun character though. But yeah, anyways, yeah. We'll leave that behind. Go watch Airplane, everybody.
He was Swindle before Swindle was Swindle.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Yeah,
Bringing
he
back
does.
the Transformers.
We get back to Cybertron. Elite is asking how we're doing Blue Streak, and they are they're kind of retrofitting Shockwave's space bridge, or yeah, space bridge for themselves to use.
Looks a lot like a Stargate.
It does a lot smaller Stargate, but yeah, it kind of does.
Well, they're robots, so I mean,
Well, they're doing a smaller version. They don't need as much power, and they're not trying to send Cybertron through it, so should
yeah.
work. And if you look, it is kind of freaky. I didn't notice it at first. You look at Warpath, his right arm is like a skeletal hand. There's nothing there left anymore.
He's T-Rex in it.
He really is. It's really creepy how they're just on the edges of life and death here. And it's really interesting to have a character like Blue Streak. I mean, he's a gunner, but also he's not a very serious character. But here, he's played as serious as, I don't know, I'm trying to think, G2 Sideswipe in the G2 comics. He has a very G2 Sideswipe kind of allegorical look to him. Gritted teeth, he looks really rough.
Oh yeah, the perma frown.
Oh yeah, like
Yeah,
he's got the snarl, constant snarl.
and he's got a lot of techno babble experience here.
He does, but that plays into his blue streak.
Yeah. Oh no, but I mean, like he knows this technical jargon for like
Yeah.
space bridges. It kind of reminds me of what we saw in the original Transformers series when Nightbeat was trying to figure out what was going on with the anomaly in Unspace and then pulled out the hideous monster that was Mega Ratchet.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a
That's.
lot of similar dialogue, I
I
think.
could
I
see
could,
that.
yeah.
He's just not as well put together and as conniving as Prowl. He's just another Dotson, though. Here, anyways. But I like this. There's this conversation that that Cliffjumper and Shredhead are having. Like Cliffjumper's trying to describe, Carly to Shredhead, and that's
And
I
he's got a
like,
hologram of her.
yeah, he's got a little like a little bust of her, like from basically like a V-neck up for a head, and Shredhead's comment is, she does look fragile. Well, yeah, she's small, but just like Cliffjumper, not really fragile. Yeah, he says like, I'm even small, but I'm not the most fragile Autobot there is. I'm tough kind of thing. And I think he's trying to say the same thing for Carly. So He's like, I wish I was stronger or bigger, but
Yeah.
yeah, that kind of stuff. I get that. It was just kind of a nice moment with Shredhead and Cliffjumper because Shredhead is the conglomeration of all the sparks from Cliffjumper's tribe, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's all that was left of him made him
Yeah,
up.
he. So that's like Cliffjumper has this kind of attachment to them, obviously. He's like the one out of many.
Right, they're family.
Yeah. He's trying to say, like, this is the person I met on an Earth that's who I respect a lot and so on and so
Yeah.
forth.
Well, and you used to be her van.
Yeah, there's that. There's that. We need to get you a nice Rush fly by night mural on the side though. It'd be fantastic. I love that stuff from Archer with Krieger's vans. Van by night. Anyways. But we get right into the heat of stuff with the Decepticons on their march. And man, Megatron, last we saw Megatron, he was reforming Starscream so that he could just pummel him into a pulp. And then he reformed again.
Yeah,
So
Daddy's home.
yeah, Daddy's really home.
Yes,
But he's still missing that right arm, which is
he's
significant
got his
right now.
eyes back though.
He does well, maybe he rebuilt his eyes. But maybe something like a whole arm can't be rebuilt, I'm not sure. Maybe because it's part of a he's kind of a unique Decepticon because of what he's gone through.
Well, that it has some I guess unique equipment attached to
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, to say the least. Yeah, it's like Soundwave, Megatron, and Starscream are walking on this cliffside, and Starscream's kind of mouthing off to him. The Arc Significant Edition, the Autobots. I know that. Megatron backhands Starscream and makes Starscream start throwing up.
Oh yeah, it was like a big panel that just said
Yeah,
slap.
slap.
He Rick
And
James'd him.
he did. And in doing this, Megatron decides to use Starscream again. This is one of the most diabolical and kind of horrific things that Megatron can do. He transforms into his gun mode, his tank gun thing. And he takes control of Starscream because he can. Another reason he's like, I'm going to use you until I don't need to use you anymore. And
It's an interesting inversion because a
it
lot of
is.
people old school were like, oh yeah, Megatron's mode was terrible because he needed someone to wield him.
Yeah.
But in Soviet Russia, gun wields you.
Yeah, pretty much. He chooses to have a wielder. Yeah, there's a but we get back to the Ark, and Optimus Prime's all like opened up. He's got wires coming out, and there's the Matrix right in the middle. And so he used the Matrix, against Devastator, obviously. We go back to that issue. But it's really not refilling itself. Like there's something wrong with Prime. The Matrix isn't refilling how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And I'm sure the monitors are supposed to be like framed in orange, like arc orange, but
Yeah.
they look a lot like the red on Optimus, so it looks like there's a bunch of copies of his chest around him.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah. But yeah, there's something going on with like it's an infection. And
Yeah,
I
weird.
think we're gonna learn more about that. It's something that the Quintessons did to Megatron.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes me wonder, we're gonna find out more what they've done to Megatron in the future.
Right. I think this is going to lead to a big reveal of something they've done to him
Oh yeah.
because, it's Chekhov's gun.
Literally,
Literally.
yes. And yeah, they suddenly there's a big firefight, and Optimus Prime jumps off the table and he's they're here.
We get a shot of Optimus with his top popped open too,
Yeah, like
like
the
his
whole
head.
top of the thing. Yeah, exactly. He's wired in there too. But everything kind of like he jumps off the table, everything kind of goes back into place. His chest goes back into place. Wheeljack's trying to tell him something. He's like, Optimus, wait. And he's just running off to fight because Optimus seems to have a lot of anger lately. I don't know where it came from. Well, maybe we'll find out.
Oh, and there's somebody watching this all go down from the shadows.
Old Cracker himself,
Yep.
which is
Good
kind of
old
cool.
Thundercracker.
I was
He
reading.
doesn't like to fight anyway.
No, he does not. I kind of cool side note. I've been going through a lot of old Transformers, like my bins of stuff I had in storage at one point, and getting everything together. While I was reading this panel, I found all my pieces from my original Thundercracker. It's kind of nice.
Oh, very nice.
Down to the freaking landing gear. He's all back,
Oh,
baby.
man.
He's all back.
Yeah.
So yeah, that
That's
was.
the important part to find right there.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I got one other, like, actually, no, two others. Anyways, that sucker is like hen's teeth. But
Oh, yeah.
we go back. Yeah, the Thundercracker's watching everything go down, and we go back to the fight, and there's this great shot of RC, like she's jumping up, like ha, and like in midair, she's like
Oh yeah.
30 feet in the air shooting and stuff.
Oh, she's higher than that, because if Optimus is close to 30 feet,
Oh,
then
you're right.
she's close to
She's
like a
probably a good 100
hundred.
feet up there. Yeah,
Yeah. So I don't know, is she jumping down from above or
it kind of looks like she is. Like she jumped off the
Yeah.
roof.
Yeah.
There's Jazz is on a massive like howitzer kind of cannon thing.
Yeah, it looks like Trailbreaker's on one behind him as well.
Oh yeah, that is Trailbreaker, which makes sense. Trailbreaker is when the newer Autobots who we have back again, so he would
Yes.
be. The old, oh God, what I'm trying to
Chris
think of him. Chris
Christopherson?
Christopherson bot. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. You knew where I was going with this.
I knew where you were going.
I can't help but think of it. I hear him on the show. Well, Optimus, like that's such a Chris
You
Christopherson.
say, I've watched the show a couple times, so.
Yeah, I bet you have. Oh man. So anyways, we go back to see Soundwave, who is saying one of the scariest things for the Autobots right now. Bruticus, Devastator now. And Bruticus and Devastator are running down this ravine towards the base, towards the Ark.
They really make these combiners like bulky.
They do. I like that. Especially
Yeah.
to me, like Bruticus always should have been bulky. He should have been big. He was made for war.
Oh yeah. I mean, they really show you like how massive these things are.
Yeah, as well they should. And
Like what looks like grass, but that's actually trees.
it is. Oh my God, you're right, it is. It looks like shrubbery. Like
Yeah.
in the desert you have little shrubby kind of like plants. No, those are trees. Okay.
Yeah, that's the Pacific Northwest under their
Yeah. 100%.
feet.
Wow, that's actually puts things in the perspective really nicely. Especially, we know Devastator is pretty huge because he's construction vehicles, and the construction vehicles are not small by any means.
Oh yeah, they're like the mining construction vehicles, so like the really
Yeah.
big monstrous ones.
Yes. So, anyways, they're running down this ravine, and Optimus Prime with the Megatron cannon arm blast into Bruticus. I think is what it is. I can't tell. I think he shoots Bruticus. No. Actually, he's on
No,
the arm back. Who's
yeah, his
shooting?
arm's back. It's one of the big cannons, like Jazz's cannon, and
Yeah.
then the smaller gunfire.
I can see that then. The best part about this is Devastator's behind him going, ha, what an idiot. They can't
Yeah,
stand each other.
Bruticus and Devastator hate each other.
I love this so much. Oh,
And
this
then
is.
they start on each other and just start
Oh,
fighting
yeah.
each other.
Oh,
While
yeah.
Soundwave's trying to wait, we got Autobots to fight, guys.
Devastator thinks they're so smart. Oh, I love this so much.
And this is reminiscent of what we just read in the UK series with Soundwave trying to reel in Devastator, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sure Soundwave really doesn't care from combiners at all.
He's like, I got plenty of inside of me, and I'll keep giving out warriors. We're fine here.
Right.
And then we go back to the Ark where we have Thundercracker saying like all these Starpatroonians knew how to do is fight. Which it's like he's saying he I don't know, he's kind of separating himself from both sides.
Well, I think it's like all these men know how to do is fight, or like all
Yeah.
these dudes know how to do is fight.
Yeah, but he's pulling himself out of the factions by saying it this
Oh
way.
yeah. Well,
It's not that he's different. He's selling like I can't do this anymore.
yeah.
And
He doesn't want to be associated with either side.
yeah. He utilizes what's left of Skywarp and flips a switch and flipping space bridges them out of there.
Yeah, well, he teleports
Teleports.
because he
Yeah.
uses, yeah, Skywarp's
That's
ability.
I didn't realize that until now. That makes so much more sense now.
Yeah, and as Skywarp is part of the arc, the entire arc goes with him.
Wow. For
Yeah.
good or ill. Is real ill, actually.
You know, you'd think you'd want a Skywarp attached to all your ships from that point on. It's
Right.
teleport.
Optimus Prime's out there he's out there with Trailbreaker, Jazz, Wheeljack, and RC. He's talking about Starscream's coming around, or Trailbreaker says that, and he's like, "Stay in Autobots, I have him in my sights." That's when the teleport happens, and Megatron's cannon is aimed right at Starscream, but it suddenly shifts away and aims towards Jazz.
Well, and the shot of him aiming at Starscream is the total James Bond opening.
Oh, it is the swirl.
Yeah. Yeah. The swirl scope view.
Whenever, I know you know about guns as well. You have certain designs on bullets when they get fired, and that's what this kind of is showing, like how
The
the
rifling,
barrel,
yeah.
inside the barrel looks.
Yeah. I
But
was
yeah.
just hearing the music for GoldenEye on here.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
It runs down Energon instead of blood,
But yeah, man, it switches over, the arm like jerks over to aim at Jazz and Wheeljack, and
Yeah.
Jazz like Optimus, and Wheeljack I think knows what's going on. He sees the thing powering up,
He's like, no.
and Optimus, don't do it. That's when the arc disappears. It just goes, man. Everyone who's on the arc goes with it, but they are not in the arc, so they're like, what? There's Jazz doing a little yow, and they all fall to the land below. It's not going well for the Autobots right now.
They never get a break.
They don't. They are.
Optimus face plants
He
from that
does
fall.
hard. And like they're all confused. The Decepticons are all confused too. There's no other way around that.
Oh, yeah. Megatron doesn't care, though.
No, he doesn't. I love you guys. Bruticus, Devastator, pull your heads out of your scrap holes. Because Devastator has his arm back. He's like, yeah. He's got to beat the heck out of Bruticus.
It's like having two big dumb brothers.
It is. Oh, it totally
Yeah.
is.
Yeah.
They stop and look at Megatron, like, okay, Dad.
Yeah. But he said, yeah, it's
Yeah,
like
yeah.
he's breathing on my side of the seat.
Yeah. No, they really learn how to say they're sorry. Like, I'm sorry, my beautiful leader. I will show you how well I crush Autobots. No, I will soon. I will show you how Devastator crushes Autobots better. No, I am better. And two brothers just trying to say how they're the better son.
See, this is why Bruticus wasn't allowed to come to Transformers the movie.
Why? Because Devastator beat his butt?
Well, no, because he and Devastator would be fighting the whole time
Yeah,
instead of
I
trashing.
know.
Yeah. And man, if you got
But
Minotaur there, then you just got three times the trouble.
I love this next scene though. Next page. And we okay, we all well, we, you and I, we've seen Beast Wars.
Yeah.
And we've a lot of our fans who've watched G1 have seen Beast Wars as well. And we know there's a similar name between the leader of the Aerialbots and a certain Fusor who is basically the paladin of the Maximals. So
Right.
his line, "Get back, villains!"
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, the Aerialbots show up and just are blasting both of the combiners. And
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a Beast Wars Silverbolt
it
throwback
does.
line.
And like he goes like, "Come on, boys, let's make Optimus proud. Combine into Superion." And Superion goes in full force, both legs stepping on the other combiners.
Oh, yeah, right off the turnbuckle.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Honestly, the I've never been a huge fan of Superion. It's one of the combiners I've really never liked. So still legs.
I've thought he looks good, like drawn, like his animation model
Yeah.
in the comics too. But the toy in practice was always, yeah, very skinny.
Yeah, it was very stilt legs. He's one of the ones that like when you if he's loose at all, he'd fall over back and forth.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like for some reason that was the only one like that. I feel like Bruticus and all the other all the other Scramble City combiners really never had that problem. But he was I think it's because his legs were so small.
Yeah.
So
It was those skinny
chunky.
legs, those thighs.
Yep, you
He
little
need to quit skipping
bones.
leg day.
He flew, man.
That's why if you notice like any of the newer ones to really bulk him out, they really bulk those legs out.
They did. They needed it, though.
Yeah.
I'm over there looking at my Minotaur over on the shelf, and it's not like they're huge legs or anything, but they're really nicely buffed out, so that he has stability to him.
Yeah.
So, anyways, go back to this. All the Autobots are waking up. And Optimus Prime realizes finally what's going on. The arm he has of Megatron's infecting his thoughts. It's got to go. He can't have it on him. He can't even pull it off. It won't come off. Like it's stuck himself. It's almost like a parasite that's stuck onto his body and won't let go.
This MacGuffin has reached its terminus.
I mean, Daddy's back home. He's going to want the arm back.
Right.
And I was,
You
it's kind
know
of.
what it is? He's having a Frodo moment, and the closer that arm is to Megatron, the more control he loses over it.
The eye is always watching.
Right. The closer Frodo got to Mordor, you know, the more the ring took over.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of wondering. Like, Megatron has this almost a psychic connection to all his parts. So, sure, we'll go with that.
Right.
And he looks at all the Autobots and says, "You must shoot it off." And Chaz is like, "Optimus?" Yeah. So they all pull out guns and just shoot his shoulder until it comes off. And it looks like it hurts.
Jazz does a lot of that. A lot of like, what? Optimus, what? That kind of stuff.
And Wheeljack knows, so he's the one he's like, "Don't stop, not until it's off." He knows
Yeah.
that the infection is what's wrong with the Matrix and what's wrong with Optimus.
We need Wheeljack's like techno babble to
Yeah.
give some explanations. I'm sure we'll get it eventually.
Oh yeah. And you have Wheeljack's like, "Can you turn your all mode? I'll try." The old trope from the TV show when he's really hurt, "Can you transform? I'll try."
Oh yeah, and it does not look like a clean separation from his shoulder
No,
either.
it is
It's messy.
not. They had to shoot his shoulder joint off. And Smirion shows up, says no time, because he knows. But I really like this nod here from Megatron as he walks up to his missing arm on the ground. Because you have Smirion's grabbed all the Autobots, and he's running. And Megatron just looks down. "You are an incredible warrior, Prime." Yeah, puts his arm back on. It just locks in all the purple, the Energon, the dark Energon.
Yeah, he junkions it back on.
Oh, he does. But deep down, I always knew there was weakness inside of you. And that's when he has Starscream take aim.
And Starscream, it looks sad again, like every time he makes him do it.
Starscream looks like he's just being relentlessly abused at this point, and Megatron can't get enough of it.
Yeah, he's on the wrong end of a Faustian pact.
Yeah, Megatron is it's he is way more evil than we've ever seen.
Oh yeah, and I'm really liking this gun tank mode or tank gun mode. It's growing on me.
Yeah, it seemed kind of hokey at first, but it's actually kind of working.
I think it's the angles. You get some good angles on that and it looks cool anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And he makes Starscream shoot, and well,
I'm really
Silver.
hoping SS-86 Megatron can do that.
Oh, I know. Well,
I don't think it will. Just the way the treads are
yeah.
separate from the legs, it looks
Yeah,
like,
maybe there's
but
a fan mode or something. But
yeah.
I
Oh,
will
I'm sure
say
there'll be
this.
an add-on you can get for
Oh
it.
yeah. DNA Designs light, I charge you $80, put a trigger on the bottom.
Right.
Well, Slingshot, we knew thee for like 5 minutes. A
Yeah.
slingshot is shot off of the side of it, basically Spirion's arm is shot off.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad that it's Slingshot, because I think he was the one with the most personality out of all the aerial
He
bots.
was. Well, he was kind of the jerk in the Simba show, but yeah, he was really. Maybe
I
Kirk and
mean,
Goose didn't like him.
if they shot Air Raid or Firefly or
Fireflight.
Skydive, would you care?
Not at all.
Yeah, see, Slingshot and Silverbolt were the only two that really had fleshed out personalities.
You're not wrong. And I mean, God, even Fireflight was behind Optimus Prime when like in the camera on the Simba show. Like, I'm Fireflight. I'll move Optimus, move aside, I can't see him.
Yeah, it's not important.
Yeah, he was so unimportant that he wouldn't even move the fictional camera around from Optimus Prime's back.
So does this mean we're gonna get Alpha Bravo?
Oh, I wonder if we are. I don't like that.
Was this an edict from Hasbro?
I almost kind of wonder if it was. Maybe, I don't know. See, I just, for people who don't realize that they didn't follow the Combiner Wars, Slingshot was not a mass release. It was a helicopter named Alpha Bravo, and a slingshot you can get later from the Hasbro Select shop.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of hope it's not that because I know I'm,
Well, I
I,
mean, he's got to have someone there.
yeah, I know that I kind of get a rail on fans who are like, I can't stand this way this is because it wasn't like this was when I was a little kid. I get that. I just don't like the idea of like. Putting Alpha Bravo in there for no good reason, but like we had to sacrifice Slingshot. But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And yeah, he tells Wheeljack tells Superion that he's gone, he's got to go. And there's this great little scene of Megatron standing with Bruticus and Devastator right behind him. Soundwave and Starscream flanking him. He's holding Slingshot's head, and there's just crunch. And that's how it ends. It's pretty brutal, man.
He's got a trophy to talk to now.
A little throwback to War for Cybertron, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it'd be funnier to talk to Slingshot's head than Ultra Magnus. Because, you know, he's just going to talk trash to you the whole time.
Megatron, put me back. I can't help you with that right now, Megatron. Slingshot leaves to talk, crap to him.
Oh yeah, have you trolling him? Oh, good show, Grandpa. You know.
Well, you spent all that time on Quintessa just to learn how to do that.
I could have done that.
The other covers are pretty good. I actually saw the cover B in the comic shop. I decided to stick with cover A, but there's a really cool one with cover E with this. Starscream in his jet mode flying up. His wake is
Yeah.
I want to say, is that, is this supposed to be, is that, that's not Slingshot. I don't
No,
know.
it's his robot mode,
Oh, this is
Starscream.
robot mode. Okay,
Yeah.
now that you said it, I can see it. And of course the unpainted cover that of
I'm trying to find the
photograph.
Devastator cover, because, you know, it goes to that combo
Oh,
cover
that's
from
right, you
before.
made to order that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, really, really brutal. I feel like I say it a lot. Brutal issue of Transformers. December 21, a lot happened. Really, a lot happened.
Yeah, it
But
covered a lot of ground.
yeah. But at the end of the day, you still have a dead Slingshot. You have a complete Megatron. And you have an incomplete Optimus Prime.
Right?
Are they ever
And
going to give this?
Shredhead on the way.
Yes. Are they ever going to give him his flipping arm back?
Oh, you know, I wonder how they're gonna, maybe he can get it back once, you know, he's not being infected by Megatron's badness.
He's
His
evil.
Decepticonness.
He's evil.
Yeah.
We'll see. I hope that happens, and we'll see how that all goes. And then maybe he can start like using the Matrix again. Like the Matrix will power up. And he's had these kind of dreams and these visions and stuff. Probably because of Megatron's arm. Maybe spark plugs in there going, thank God you got rid of that arm.
Right.
We'll see how it goes. But not really good issue. I enjoyed it. It never it, it's like a it just doesn't stop, man. It freaking moves.
And we had a character spotlight at the end of this one too.
Oh, yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, well, they focused on Ultra Magnus and Doc.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And I like that dynamic because they're both, Ultra Magnus is really hurt and he's trying to rebuild his psyche almost. And you have someone who's a chaplain. So, chaplain would normally do is go and try to talk to an injured soldier, whether they're injured mentally and emotionally or physically.
Yeah.
So I like the dynamic.
And this reminded me of the little like offshoots like they do in the UK Transformers. Like under the transformation where they do like the
Yeah.
profiles and stuff or little catch-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't just a really nice aside. Nothing crazy, but just a little characterization, because we haven't had a lot of characterization for Ultra Magnus. All we know about him right now is he's cuckoo banana pants crazy.
Yeah, he can't deal with it now.
I don't think he can deal with it ever again.
Yeah. Well,
We'll see.
it's his fault he's in the position he was, 'cause he just started like shooting at
Yeah.
human forces.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I get that. But hopefully Robert Stack doesn't mess him up too bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got the PTSD.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if he's researched how well, the U.S. government has handled that with its vets, but
Yeah.
yeah,
That's not
he's at the mercy of the United States VA.
less reality, more fantasy.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. It's sad. We'll see how it goes. I really get a feeling that they're gonna do something big with Ultra Magnus at some point.
I'm just having flashbacks to the Gore song "Back to Iraq."
Back to Iraq. Yeah. I was actually thinking the song "Bombs Over Baghdad" also by
Oh,
Outkast.
yeah.
Good song too. But I don't know, nothing like that is going on right now at all. So,
Oh, yeah. Oof.
bombs over Baghdad. Maybe choosing the bombs over Tehran. Anyways, that was issue number 21. Thank you everyone for checking this out. By the way, I want to say we had a new person join our Patreon, and because I pay so much attention, I'm gonna make sure Harrison Walker. Thanks so much for joining it. We need to add more stuff there. We need to add something there besides me just saying hi every so often. And that's just it's a fact that I haven't had a whole lot of free time. But we have some ideas about getting things up there. So Patreon, we want to get some exclusive content, some things that we don't it's to put in the Discord even. And I don't know if this is a punishment or not. We've got a Machine Man mega episode that can upload, and it might I don't know is this really the right way to do it? Should we not do that to make people actually join? If
I
you
like
don't,
Machine Man.
I do actually I do too. The newer stuff is if you join, we won't put it up there. No, I don't know. It's actually kind of fun.
Holding people hostage with Machine Man.
If you don't join, I'm putting it on the across the page. It's all we're going to talk about is Machine Man, and you're going to leave us all. So don't. I don't know how to win this one, man. So yeah, we're gonna go from there. So thanks so much.
Planetary, that's the only way to solve the problem, is more planetary.
I kind of like that comment. I miss it. When it was simple.
You miss it as much as Terry misses his parents?
They're not real.
Yeah.
He came out of a test tube, man.
Right.
So Harrison, thank you, man. I appreciate your joining, and I appreciate everyone who's given us support. And I appreciate you listening. Like,
Yeah.
follow, give us a nice rating. That'd be cool. Yeah, I wouldn't say no to that. But if you're gonna give us a bad rating, maybe don't do that because we don't have a whole lot of ratings, and it doesn't. Yeah. So, anyways,
Just
thank
put
you
that in
all.
that email and send it to Evan.
Tell
Let
me
him
what you.
have it. Just let him have
More than meets these guys at gmail.com. I'll
it.
read it.
Oh,
Challenge me.
yeah.
I will read it. I might have to read it on the Patreon at this point if you put something in there. We're family friendly, man. But the Patreon won't have to be.
Oh yeah, if you got criticisms, especially of Evan, please send that in.
Give us some mean tweets.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
It. Your hair looks stupid. guys,
That
thanks
actually
for
might be fun.
the. We're gonna start seeing anonymous accounts. Everyone, thanks for checking us out this week. And we're gonna actually, I think I'm gonna have we're gonna do G.I. Joe number 8. I'm gonna do it in midweek though. I have a little announcement. I've been talking to Ed, and we're gonna start doing the TV show stuff again. I actually uploaded my little how to fix Roadbuster video today, which is not today, it's Sunday. But today, when it shows up, it'll be on the internet for 2 days.
I'm so confused.
Time warp, man! Time
Right?
warp. And then, if you all you Doctor Who fans, wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff.
Oh, I thought you were about to break into some Rocky Horror Picture Show
I
there.
almost did. I almost
I saw
did.
it in your eyes. I
I
saw
wasn't gonna start singing. Yeah, you did. He saw a little
it.
riffraff in my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're not gonna go that tonight. So anyway, y'all have a great week. Thanks for checking us out, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Yeah.